Blog Talk Radio.
To take off. Hey, this is Carol Parisi, and reporting live from the belly of the beast of the crazy political people, the home of Richard J. Daley, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton. Yes, here live and thriving in Chi-Town. So, did Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama create ISIS? What is going on with these emails? Is there pay to play, quid pro quo? Okay, poor Bernie. Bernie bought a $600,000 oceanfront home, so he's doing great. He got his little payola. Is this the end of the two-party system? And much more. But the first thing that I really, really, really want to talk about today is this poor woman. This poor woman, she was a young girl, and I'm going to just keep bringing this up because this just resonates so deeply with me. As a 12-year-old girl, I was walking, and I was at a campground with my folks, and a guy grabbed my arm, and by the grace of God, one of the gals that I was hanging out with said, "Your dad's coming," when these two great big brothers that were like 6'5", and I could have been abducted, and I mean, I was young. I was about 12, 14 years old, so I don't remember exactly how old I was, but I was right in that age. So, you know, here it is. It's identity legal representation, and it was a favor. And I'm just wondering, you know, special place in hell for a woman that could not defend a child, a female child to boot. What wouldn't Hillary Clinton do to advance her career? And who in good consciousness could actually support it? Go for Jill, man. There's another woman, Neverd Hill. Go for Jill. Go for Jill. You know, I'm just getting so disgusted. And people have been telling me, Carol, be careful, because Hillary Clinton kills people. I'm really not that important. But I'll tell you what. This woman would never, ever, ever do any harm to myself, okay? I can't even do a blood test. Are you kidding me? I'm that scared of harm. I drive very consciously. I mean, I'm fearless. I have no problem going and shooting a gun. And, yeah, don't get in my face, because if it's you or me, baby, you're done. So that's just how I am. That's my right to defend myself or my family. But that's not the point. Hillary Clinton has had a lot of people murdered. I believe that. Her trustworthiness is, forget about it. But let's talk about this 12-year-old girl, because people need to know this. People need to know this, and that's why I'm just off the cuff here today. You know, Hillary Clinton came back. Okay, this is Roy Reed, and this is the Hillary Clinton tapes, and it's totally on YouTube. But to be very honest, it's very hard to understand. So I am going to try my best to read it. And in the mid-1980s, journalist Roy Reed interviewed Hillary Clinton. This tape is available in the Special Collections Department of the University of Arkansas Libraries. Okay, and I'm reading specifically from the YouTube video. So the Hillary Clinton tapes. Roy Reed, you said a while ago you've done some criminal work. Could you tell me a little bit about that? What sort of criminal work did you do? This is not going to be real easy to read. You know, I just wonder if we could go ahead. Maybe y'all can hear it, and you actually have your own voice. So let's see if we can make this actually work so listeners can listen in.
Oh, I'm just adding to that.
Oh, so she said she taught criminal law and criminal procedure at the university. She did some, you know, I never did a criminal trial. I did, you know, probable cause hearings and, oh, you stinker. Hold on. This is just bouncing around. All right, let's see if we can get this to actually play now. You've done some criminal work. I taught criminal law is what she said. Criminal procedure at the university. I did some, I never did criminal trial, probable cause hearings and other causes. I had some really tough clients. I had one appear, a prosecutor called me a year ago, said that he had a guy who was accused of rape and a guy wanted a woman lawyer. And she's really having a hard time saying this out. And the guy said, why? Would do as a favor for him. Would I do it as a favor for him? Terrible case. Do you remember that case where I represented that guy? It was a fascinating case. It was really interesting case. This guy was accused of raping a 12-year-old who was the daughter of the family he was living with in Springdale. The other side of the tracks in Springdale. The other side of the tracks. And the guy was from the Green Forest where his family still had a little farm. And she was one of these, you know, rootless folks. Wasn't going to make a living on the land. And he was kind of around, ended up in Springdale. Unintelligible. Of course he claimed that he didn't all this stuff. He took a lie detector test, and I had him take a polygraph, which he passed, which forever destroyed my faith in polygraphs. We discussed this, and then she laughed. But you know what was sad about it was that the prosecutors had evidence, among which was his underwear. Okay? He had his underwear. His what, the guy asked? His underwear, which was bloody. Sent it up to the crime lab, and the crime lab took the pair of underpants, neatly cut out the part they were going to test, and tested it. Came back with the result of kind of what blood it was, and it was what it was mixed with, and sent the pants back with a hole in it as evidence. So they laughed. So in order to see the evidence, and the prosecutor didn't want me to see the evidence, I had to go to Maupin Cummings. So they presented underpants with a hole in it. What kind of evidence is that? You know, a pair of underpants with a hole in it? Of course the crime lab thrown it away. There you go. So she obfuscated evidence. So then they plead the bargain to him down because it turned out there's special court order, Brooklyn, where this man's name I know, cannot remember, had shared the Nobel Prize on his work to the R.H. Factor. Sloan Kettering or some place up there. I have no idea what any of that means. This is called the Hillary Clinton case. Washington Free Beacon, Google it. It's on YouTube. I have it posted on my Facebook page. This is so disgusting. So this is the whole thing. I mean, this is like 7 minutes long about her saying how she got the guy off. Came back with the results. So they couldn't use it as evidence. And this was Hillary Clinton talking to Roy Reed. And remember, this tape is available at the Special Collections Department of the University of Arkansas. So let's really go take a look deeply at how profoundly depraved Hillary Clinton is. And please, folks, I mean, I know Hillary is the sweetheart because she's broken the glass ceiling. Wouldn't you want somebody that really represents women instead of constantly, any chance she can't advance her career or Bill's career, works against women. I mean, we could talk about all the Paula Jones and everything, but I'm not going to. We're going to talk about the identity legal representation as a favor. It's deplorable. It's despicable. Now, let's talk a little bit about, oh, there's so much there. All right, let's talk about the Justice Department. This is the next scandal, but I really, really want us to hammer home on Hillary Clinton representing the rapist, because she says she's for women, and any woman that's for women could never, 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 never defend a rapist, ever, against, especially against a young child. So, okay, so here, report. Loretta Lynch's Justice Department declined FBI request to investigate the Clinton Foundation. This is from the Daily Caller. Chuck Ross is the reporter. The Department of Justice declined an FBI request to open up a public integrity investigation into the Clinton Foundation, CNN reported yesterday, Wednesday. According to the news network, the FBI made the request earlier this year, but the Department of Justice said it did not have enough evidence to open a formal probe, CNN reported. The Clinton Foundation was not part of the recent investigation into her private server. It was separate. The FBI went to Justice Department earlier this year asking it to open a case into the foundation, but the Public Integrity Unit declined. The Justice Department had looked into whether it should open a case on the foundation a year prior and found it didn't have sufficient evidence. You think Loretta Lynch is protecting Clinton because of her relationship with Barack Obama? Are American people getting lynched by Lynch? Opposition to the FBI's request, if the report is accurate, is likely to raise even more questions about whether or not the Department of Justice is acting impartially. You think? Attorney General Loretta Lynch came under fire last month after it was revealed that she met in secret on her government airplane, taxpayer-funded airplane, with Bill Clinton in late June. That's right. That's right. They had their little, everybody meets on the tarmac for a half-hour discussion. It's just so normal on taxpayer dollars. The meeting occurred days before the FBI and Department of Justice were set to interview Hillary Clinton as part of its investigation into whether Clinton or her aides mishandled classified information by using a private email system. Nothing to see here, folks. Lynch has insisted that she did not discuss the investigation with the former president. Certainly, we believe that, right? Oh, my God. It has also been reported that the Clinton campaign has considered asking Lynch to remain as Attorney General if Hillary Clinton is elected president. Quid pro quo. His royal and her royal highness of quid pro quo. That's my take on it. The CNN report helps settle a question that government officials have largely avoided addressing. FBI Director James Comey declined last month to say whether an investigation into the Clinton Foundation was underway. Clinton campaign spokesperson Brian Fallon recently said there's no evidence that the Clinton Foundation is or was under investigation. Though the Department of Justice decided not to pursue a public integrity investigation, new questions about the Clinton Foundation were raised on Tuesday after the watchdog group Judicial Watch released a new set of emails showing that top advisor for the nonprofit asked Clinton State Department aides to help out several individuals, including a major Clinton Foundation donor and close associate. Okay? Hello? There's a related article called Clinton Foundation Official Asked Hillary State Department for Favors for Donor Associate. I believe we discussed that last time, yesterday morning. The Clinton Foundation official was Doug Band and has worked for Bill Clinton for years and now runs the consulting firm Tenio Strategies. In April 25, 2009, email Band asked Clinton aides Uma Abedin and Cheryl Mills to to help put Lebanese Nigerian billionaire, remember we talked about this already, Gilbert Chigori, in touch with the State Department substance person on issues related to Lebanon. Chigori, a longtime Clinton donor, who was once a close associate of Nigerian dictator Sani Abache, has given between $1 million and $5 million to the Clinton Foundation. In 2009, he pledged $1 billion to help with a project undertaken by the Clinton Global Initiative, a Clinton Foundation offshoot, which Band helped advise. This is very important, Band said in his request to Mills and Abedin. He's a key guy there and to us. In another April 2009 email, Band forwarded an email to Mills, Abedin, and another Clinton aide, Nora Taviv, or Toys, entitled, A Favor. We read this yesterday, but we're going to keep talking about it because it's important and they're there. Okay, so, A Favor. The individual seemingly asked for a job with the State Department. I'd like a job with the State Department. That would be pretty cool, although I don't speak a lot of different languages, so I don't know if I'd be qualified. I do love people, though. Important to take care of, redacted, Brand wrote. On April 29th, 2009, Ban emailed the same trio of advisors asking, can someone please call, redacted, question mark. He calls me every day. Oh, the person, they're protecting the person's name. Can someone please call thus and such, this is a certain person. He calls me every day and we owe him some attention. Okay, so that's what it is. It is unclear who the individual was, but Abedin told Band that she would place the call. Band's remarks that we owe him some attention suggest that the functions of the Clinton Foundation overlapped with the State Department. Okay, let's read that last sentence again. Band's remark that we owe him some attention suggests that the functions of the Clinton Foundation, Hillary Rodham and William Jefferson Clinton Foundation, by both of them, overlapped with the State Department, which Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Okay? Paid by us, the taxpayer. Abedin and Toyd later landed a job at Band's firm, Tenio. They got a job, plus they worked for Hillary Clinton. Isn't that nice? You know, I guess it's a true story. It's not what you know. It's who you know and who you blow. And who you're going to do favors for. But we're not done yet. Neither of these emails involve the secretary or relate to the foundation's work, Clinton campaign spokesperson Josh Schwerin told the network. Because we're stupid. We, the people, are really stupid, and we need to believe her because she said so. They are communications between her aides and the president's personal aide, and indeed the recommendation was for one of secretary's former staffers who was not employed by the foundation. Notably, Schwerin's comment does not address Band's request on the behalf of Chigori, the major Clinton Foundation donor. So there you go. A little more there. This was from the Daily Caller. I'd love to know your responses. I'm just unbelievably PO'd. Now, Donald Trump, the other day, in a meeting, was talking to a bunch of Second Amendment people about if the Supreme Court, Hillary Clinton's allowed to choose a Supreme Court, Hillary Clinton is going to take away everyone's Second Amendment rights. Okay, is that really true? I don't know. You know what? Progressives do things progressively. So you get a court that's there that could ultimately take away that wonderful right that was given to us by our founders, us legitimate legal citizens, law-abiding citizens that have a right to keep and bear arms to protect our family. In Buffalo Grove here a couple days ago, someone broke into a family home with a knife, stabbed four people and the dog, and the guy got his gun and took them down, okay? So you know what? You never hear about heroes using their guns. You only hear about violent criminals who get their guns illegally anyway. So let's talk about the Second Amendment. It's a huge voting block, which I am part of. I am a big Second Amendment person. I have a gun, know how to use it. I'm not like, you know, voracious where I'm going to, you know, cowboy it up. But you know what? It's a right of mine, and I appreciate all the training that I've had, and it's a good thing. I mean, we have no problem pulling that trigger if mine or someone I loved or knew's family you know, was in jeopardy. So Trump is telling the people that it is one of his events that Hillary Clinton, given the opportunity to put Supreme Court justices into play, into the U.S. Supreme Court, they're going to take away your Second Amendment rights, and there's nothing you could do about it once she does it. There's nothing you could do about it, but you Second Amendment people can do something about it. Okay, really? That was it. Now, I know that the Second Amendment people are a huge voting bloc. The NRA, or maybe it was the NRA people, huge voting bloc. Believe me, it's guns are important to people. It's a right, unlike Obamacare. But anyway, I digress. All right, so the mainstream media was all over this. Donald Trump says he wants to murder Hillary Clinton and have people. Are you kidding me? Seriously? Seriously, the big thing is Donald Trump really spoke the truth again, saying that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were the two co-creators of ISIS. Absolutely, there was no ISIS until they were in power. So let's be real. Let's be real. So let's go ahead now and Barack, so everybody's up in arms about Trump saying, you know, NRA people get out. Vote. NRA people, do something about this. You could do something about this. You could take our country back with ballots and not bullets. I have said it myself. But now we're going on to YouTube, and we are going to hear, in Barack Obama's own words, the violent Obama rhetoric. Okay? And here we go. And hopefully you can hear this.
Mainstream liberal media bias works. While sometimes they have a double standard in the reporting, or sometimes they just flat out lie, most of the time their bias is much more insidious.
This is from State of Daniel.
The mainstream media simply refuses to report on certain stories. If a conservative makes a mistake, the media is all over it. But if a liberal makes a mistake, it's completely ignored. Take the latest Obama interview, for example.
I have bent over backwards to work with the Republican Party, and have purposely kept my rhetoric down. I think I'm pretty well known for being a calm guy.
Now, that's the most ridiculous thing I've heard since Sarah Palin said she could see Russia from her house, which she never said, so technically that makes this the most absurd thing ever. First off, Obama's never even tried to work with conservatives or libertarians. In fact, he's openly said that he doesn't even want their voices in political debate.
But I don't want the folks who created the mess. I don't want the folks created the mess to do a lot of talking. I want them just to get out of the way so we can clean up the mess.
Yeah, I don't know how you can bend over backwards for someone you want out of the way.
I need you to go out and talk to your friends and talk to your neighbors. I want you to talk to them whether they're independent or whether they are Republican. Now, I want you to argue with them and get in their face.
Argue with them and get in their face.
They potentially have the best answers, so I know who's asked to kick.
Ask to kick.
Ass, doesn't sound like Obama's trying to turn down the rhetoric. If Sarah Palin had said something similar, the media would be accusing her of trying to start a civil war. But Obama can get away with anything, because that's how mainstream media bias works.
If Latinos sit out the election, instead of saying we're going to punish our enemies and we're going to reward our friends who stand with us on issues that are important to us, if they don't see that kind of upsurge in voting in this election, then I think it's going to be harder.
If any conservative or libertarian politician encouraged Latino voters to do the same thing and punish their fellow Americans, their career would be over. And finally, there's the quote so controversial that almost every video of it has been removed. But fortunately, it's so well documented that when referring to his political opponents, Obama said, if they bring a knife to the fight, we bring a gun. So what's the point of this video? The liberal media, including my fellow creators here on YouTube, don't necessarily have to lie to you in order to influence your opinion. Sometimes they just conveniently fail to report the facts. Subscribe or else.
Okay, so that is from State of Daniel. So subscribe to State of Daniel, okay? Young guy, just talking the truth. I mean, not talking trash, talking the truth right there. You know, that's from the Chicago Way, man. If they bring a knife, you bring a gun. Really? I thought these people weren't for the Second Amendment. Just saying. So that's pretty violent and vicious, but nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. So now there's a whole consortium of Never Trump people. There are the disillusioned Ted Cruz voters. And this is from on the wires of, it's called Never Trump, Let's Talk, Never Hillary. Dan Rather says this interview is fake, but it's real. So I don't know who this is from. I do want to give you all the. Oh, it's IOTWReport.com. IOTWReport.com. Dan Rather says this interview is fake but real. Okay. Hey, thanks for all you've been doing here. Let me start off by asking straight out: do you want Hillary to be the next president of the United States? Okay. So these are interview people. Okay. So NT1 and NT2. Okay, so here's NT1's response. Let me answer straight out that we know where you're going with this, and no, we do not want Hillary to be president. NT2, speak for yourself. I really don't care if she becomes president. This is not about who wins at this point. It's about principles. I have them. They are great principles, terrific principles, and they are huge principles. They are winning principles. My principles are going to win so much you're going to be sick of how much I'm winning with my principles. NT1, he doesn't speak for the majority of us. We don't want Hillary to win, no. BFH, this is the interviewer. Well, what are you going to do to prevent Hillary from winning? NT3, we wanted Ted Cruz to win. He would have beat Hillary. That's what we were doing to prevent Hillary from winning. BFH, the interviewer. No, not what you're doing, Cruz. Not what you're doing now. Cruz lost. What are you going to do now to prevent Hillary from winning? Here's another person, number four. Cruz didn't lose yet, and we're not going to forgive Trump for Trump and Trump voters for what they did to Ted. And the interviewer says, well, what did Trump do? Number four says he beat him. The interviewer says, how is it you so can easily forget what the Clintons have done to you? You must be furious about the well-documented scandal that the Clintons seem to worm out of decade after decade. No, NT1, this is a response. We hate Hillary as much as the next guy, probably more so. Interviewer, yet you hate Trump more, a guy that has no public service record for you to point to, but you still hate Trump worse than Hillary. Is that right? NT4. Trump beat Ted. He shouldn't have done that. That's a Trump's political record that sucks right there. Interviewer, worse than Hillary? NT1, NT2, NT3, NT4, NT5, yes. NT3. Besides, if Hillary wins, we are that much closer to getting Ted. And then the interviewer says, well, what do you mean? Well, Hillary will be one term. Then we could get Ted in 2020. Interviewer, why can't that same plan work with Trump winning in 2016? At least we don't risk Hillary stacking the courts with progressive activists. Then you could try for Ted in 2020, NT2. We see that as a risk. Trump might get a second term after a first term. But if he gets a second term, that means he did a pretty good job, no? And how does that get us Ted? You see what we're saying? Interviewer, yeah, I do. God, I only got 2 minutes, and this is so delicious. It just goes on and on. You know, I think I will continue this tomorrow because this is really, 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 a really good read. It's delicious. So, in fact, NT3 says many of us are planning on voting for Hillary just to make sure she wins. There you go. They're going to vote for Hillary. The Never Trumpers. Well, didn't you just say you didn't want Hillary? Are you one of the people that can't vote for Trump because you have principles? And the same person answers, absolutely. And number five says, in fact, if we're forced to start a new party, the name we're thinking is a party. And the interviewer says, and this party would compromise people so principled that they can't vote for Trump because Cheeto-faced, toupee rump made fun of his people and said mean things, but they can vote for Hillary, a person whose deeds have reached the level of corruption never before seen in politics. Interviewed person one, you think you're smart, but it has more to do with the philosophy we all began living by since a guy posted it on the internet. Something about voting for a guy you can control. Keeping him close, better than the other party where you can't, therefore you're controlling your destiny. Okay, so anyway, I will continue the interview with the Never Trumpers, and it's IOTWReport.com. You could go look it up. It is pretty amazing. Hopefully we're getting listeners here, and hopefully we're getting a lot more Gold Star parents that forgive Trump for calling out the Gold Star parent who's getting millions of dollars from foreign countries that hate us, and I guess he's part of the Muslim Brotherhood. But that's a whole other conversation that we're going to talk about next time. So this is Carol and Parisi. Remember, don't look back. A new day's breaking, and let's just get back into Boston. You know, that's where the Tea Party originated. Let's take our street the best direction we can. Peace, love, and freedom.